Praise the Lord for what he's doing in India. Amen? Oh, come on. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I'm very privileged. First off, I have to hit this because I promised I would do 10 minutes. And when this goes off, I'm going to stop whether I'm done or not. Guaranteed. Well, I thank you for the opportunity to share a little bit about Emmaus Worldwide. I've been encouraged as people have passed by our table of involvement already with our group, either with prison ministry or with the international work, and so that's encouraging to hear. But I'm just going to give you a little bit of a summary. Emmaus Worldwide was born out of Emmaus Bible College about 81 years ago, and it came out of the need where the founders understood that not everybody had the means or the ability to go to a brick-and-mortar Bible school, so they started creating correspondence curriculum, and we were known then as Emmaus Correspondence School. About 20 years ago, we spun off from the college and became our own standalone entity known as Emmaus Worldwide, but we are staying true to the founders' original vision of taking God's word to the world through structured Bible studies. Some have already expressed an interest or an understanding of our prison work. Last year, over 100,000 courses were distributed with an 80% correction rate. Now, that 80% correction rate is important to understand because what that means is that the prisoners will complete a Bible lesson, and then it gets sent in, and it goes to a mentor, and the mentor gets to go through their lessons and correct their lessons, and they communicate back with them and tell them what they got right, what they got wrong, and maybe where they were misunderstanding things. And so that mentor relationship builds into discipleship. I got a copy of a letter that was sent out in Australia to one of the prisoners, and it was really humbling to read how the scriptures have been impacting a life that he knew he was wrong, and yet through the conviction of the Spirit of God, through the study of God's word, he came into a relationship with the Lord Jesus, and that was encouraging to hear. We also have an international work. Courses are distributed in 105 countries and 80 languages. This past June, a month ago, we hit the monumental mark of 1.4 million courses being distributed throughout the world. So we praise the Lord for that. Those courses are distributed through a network of our ministry partners, missionaries, and a network of national volunteers. I don't think I said our courses are distributed in 105 countries and in 80 languages. So you could pray for us in that God's word goes to where it needs to be heard. I was in Malaysia 2 weeks ago at an Emmaus conference with some of our offices, and we're starting to get things opened up in Vietnam, Cambodia, and Mongolia. So we're excited about that. That is really neat to see. Another area that we're trying to work in is homeschools. Studies are showing that 2 out of 3 kids in the United States will struggle with their faith when they enter university. And they even will leave the church because of those struggles. What we are doing is we are trying to create platforms for moms and dads. We're creating and distributing curriculum that is focused on Bible study, trying to train up the kids to be able to have structured Bible studies by their own. Most homeschool curriculums have the science, math, and arithmetic stuff. Well, I guess math is arithmetic, isn't it? Science, math, and English. And they put a Bible bow on it. So they'll say some verses and they'll do some things. But what our goal is to create a curriculum that moms and dads can take and add to their homeschool process that they're doing. And it teaches the kids to develop a habit of studying God's word for themselves so they can come to know and understand the Lord's love for them and they can serve him. That's our heart and our goal. And the moms and dads can add to that to their curriculum. And then something that we have that continues is called our Connector program that is designed for folks like you that are in a local fellowship of Christians back in your home, wherever you live, and are looking for Bible study ideas. I have some ideas here that we have. A guide to Christian growth, so that maybe you want to grow in your understanding of what it means to follow the Lord Jesus. This is a popular one because it's been co-authored by Mr. Bill McDonald, who is a dear brother. And then there's maybe you could use help with this, the believer's battle with temptation. We all might need help with that in some way. And then there's another one, managing anger God's way. So there are things that we need to need help to get an understanding of what the Word of God says. We want to be there for you to provide the resources that you can use, and not only for yourself individually, but maybe you can have a study within your church fellowship, within your local assembly. Just get all the saints together and pick a topic. We have a study that we sponsor every winter, spring. It's called the Bible Challenge, and everybody will get a book. And you come together and you study God's Word and you send the lesson in to us and we'll grade it. Our chapel in Elgin, Illinois, averaged an 85%, I think it was. So we came in like fifth place, but that's okay. We have a new one that we're starting up too. We're just calling it the Fall Bible Study. We're going to go through 1 Peter. And if you have contact with Emmaus Worldwide, you're going to get a notice of it. We would encourage you to send in and get folks together and enjoy a study of God's Word together. It's really neat the way it pulls you together as a fellowship and helps you understand God's Word better. And, wow, I did it. We're done. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.